Okay, let's talk about symmetry. Actually, two of these distributions are symmetrical. And obviously, they're not the top two. We just did those. One's negatively skewed and one's positively skewed. But the two on the bottom are symmetrical. You can, even though they're not that nice bell-shaped normal curve that we looked at before, you can see that you can draw a line down the middle, fold the distributions over, and one half will look exactly like the other half does. So symmetry applies to distributions of all different kinds of shapes as long as one half looks just like the other half. The bottom two pictures are characteristic shapes. We talked about the one on the left with the fishing example. In this case, we have a perfect bimodal distribution. Remember in the fishing one, I said we had a major mode and a minor mode. This one really has two modes that are completely the same. So this is a truly, truly bimodal distribution that's symmetrical. We could also have bimodal distributions that weren't symmetrical. These properties are independent. The top two distributions are skewed, but they're unimodal. That is, they have one high point. So uni refers to one, bi refers to two. So the top two are unimodal and not symmetrical. The one in the bottom left is bimodal, but is perfectly symmetrical. The last one on the bottom right is a rectangular distribution, and at least that's a theoretical distribution, perfectly rectangular. It means we don't have any mode at all, any high point. Every point in the distribution is equally high. And you do, in fact, see these distributions in the real world, and I'll show you one probably next time. So we have these properties of symmetry, modality, that are essentially independent. You can have bimodal, as I said, bimodal skewed, bimodal symmetrical, unimodal skewed, unimodal symmetrical, and then we have this rectangular example also.